As a reminder to media members who've just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now welcoming in the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about the non-conference portion of the schedule, you guys off to a bit of a tough start in conference play, a hard-fought game with UNCW at home last Saturday, and then a tough loss last night at JMU. Again, before we talk about non-conference, give me your view on the two games to start league play.
Well, yeah, obviously we're disappointed. This is we're well aware it's a tough league, and it won't get any easier from here. We got a 3 road games in 6 days. That was must have been a parting gift from the board scheduling company or somebody. So we're gonna have to strap it up and figure out. Some, we're the only ones to get that gift, so we're appreciative of that. Wilmington, Wilmington was a pretty good effort. We didn't do enough things well, but make no mistake, they're, in my opinion, a top 25 team in the country. JMU, it snowballed on us. We got down early, couldn't make a free throw, couldn't make an open shot. And then I think when that happens, unfortunately, shot-making can't influence or define your entire game, and that's what happened to us. So we're fighting inconsistency. We're fouling too much, too many turnovers. There are really no shortcuts. It's about execution and paying attention to the details. So hopefully we can I think we can have a good team. We're not playing very good right now. About the only positive to last night was it only counts as one loss, so that probably felt like 6 or 7.
Before I talk about your team a little bit in the non-conference, you touched on UNCW, and a lot of people have talked about them with the top 20 RPI. What makes them so good, and do you see them as being an NCAA tournament-type team?
Well, let's get this. Yeah, I think they are a top 25 team. They really pass and shoot the ball incredibly well, and they've got good players. Then they can cause some turnovers, so I think they are. And then this is no disrespect to them. Yeah, they're absolutely an NCAA tournament team. And in my opinion, Charleston's the best team in the league. I think both those teams are top 25 teams. And if they're, when I'm watching tape there, I've already watched those both teams. I'd be shocked if they're not in the NCAA tournament. Those two teams are really, really good basketball clubs.
Well, you're with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we have one in queue if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Hey, Pat. I mean, you said last night that you guys really sort of started to lose your way a little bit after last night. What are the challenges now of having to play 4 games in 8 days and kind of be in this position of sort of losing all that momentum you guys worked so hard to build?
Well, yeah, I thought we played a challenging non-conference schedule. We had a lot of close losses, so I'm not sure we built enough momentum yet. But it was by design. We felt like we needed to, schedule aggressively. Hey, look, it's road games. Like I just said, we were the only ones fortunate enough to get 3 of them in 6 days. Now we've got to figure it out. Jamie was really good, and we were really bad. And so now we've got to figure out how to get consistent. That's with taking care of the basketball, being disciplined, not fouling. The effort's good, and there's certainly talent, and the guys like each other, but they're also smart. So it takes more than that to win on the road in a top 11, 10 league in the country.
How difficult is it for you guys to make some of those changes, make some of those improvements when you only have 1 or 2 days to prepare for your next game?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. We'll in my mind, we'll get after it in practice. I'm not as concerned as much about fresh legs as I am about playing the right way. The results we want are a product of how we practice, how we prepare, and how we execute. So we've really got to focus on those things. And then if we can get some of those right, then hopefully we'll get the result we want. If we can't get those right, then we're not going to get the result we want. So it doesn't make a lot of sense in my mind to just say, hey, let's let's stay fresh and let's go out there, hoop it up on Thursday and hope the ball goes in the basket. It's going to take a little bit more than that.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Pat, you talked about the challenging non-conference schedule that your team played. What was the biggest thing you've learned about your team during the non-conference portion of the schedule?
Close but no cigar, you know. They, you know, we got a I like the effort, the flashes. I certainly thought, you know, like Maryland and Nevada were teams that could win games in the postseason. We played well, just not well enough to get over, you know, to get over the hump. So I think we're fighting that. I more convinced than ever playing tougher games early, I think, will benefit us later on. So that was probably a positive. And you know, it's kind of the same story. We've got a, you know, it's a team game, but individual performances obviously affect the team. We've had some what I would consider guys that are fairly talented and could be good players have been very inconsistent. So what happens is it gets a little bit tricky when you don't know what's coming every night.
You certainly have some veteran guys returning with Mike and John and William, but you also blended in some new guys with Brian Starr and Deshaun Mormon specifically in the backcourt. How those guys blended with the team, and how long does it take as a coach to find that chemistry to get everybody on the same page?
You know, I've been pretty happy with those two guys, especially Starr. He does a good job of taking care of the ball. He got hurt for a while, and even though he played in the games, he just wasn't effective, and I felt like out in Las Vegas, he got back to form, and so I've been pretty happy with him. And Deshaun's been good. He falls a little bit in the same mode as Moto and Morsell, and he's got to be a little bit more consistent. He's had some great flashes. You know, last night certainly wasn't one of them. Before that, I thought he was playing pretty good, but he's a veteran guy, so he's got to be more consistent because he's capable of doing that. And you know, we've got two freshmen that are playing well, and Gorham and Zane Martin, which we thought they would. The only thing about that is when you walk out of games playing against good teams, you walk out of Wilmington saying, wow, Zane and Justin really helped us in some key moments. That's not necessary. That's good long term. I'm not so sure how good that is short term.
All right, Pat, thanks for your time today. Look forward to talking to you all season long and again next Tuesday.
Take care.
All right, take care.